Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas Eve. It is Friday, the year 2021, and it is Christmas Eve. Adds a little coziness, doesn't it? Christmas Eve. By the way, you know what's fun to celebrate? Birthday Eve. It's my birthday Eve. Wow, what can I tell you? James Adomian is the guest. This is a two-parter. And he was, holy shit. That guy is a powerhouse. We had a lot of fun. Aaron was there and Nick sat in. You'll learn who he is on the show. Nicky P, ladies and gentlemen. I have a little bit of a little bit of congestion. I don't have COVID. God forbid you get a little cold. You don't want to be coughing around anybody. Everyone gets a little nervous. Anyway, what are you doing tonight? Christmas Eve. You're going to get cozy? You know you can get cozy and sexy all by yourself. You can. Or if you're with somebody, that's okay too. Woo! What do I say? You're great. And you're funny and you're kind and you're special and maybe all the things you need to hear. Maybe you don't need to hear it. Thanks for the kind emails. I get them. I remind you. I read them. Thanks for keeping them condensed. But I know sometimes there's a lot you want to say, so it's all right, too. Well, today's show, I'll throw to it. Happy Merry Christmas, Aristotle. And we got some great shows on the after the New Year. Part two will be next week of James Adomian. And that's it. Enjoy the show. Get your house dark. Get it cozy. Get it sexy. And enjoy the show. Unless you're driving in the car, maybe you listen on the bike, maybe you listen on the train. Okay? Arcade Comedy Theater, I'm coming your way. Philadelphia Helium coming your way. John and Peter's in New Hope coming your way. All those dates are on my site. They're all in January. Philly's first, John and Peter's right afterwards, and then off to Pittsburgh, the Arcade Comedy Theater. All right, everybody. I love you. You're special. And we now join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress.
Okay. It's Todd Glass for Crisco. Hey, put some Crisco on the food.
It's good. It's good. All right, this is before the show starts. Banter. All right, let's start. It's a fun night. I can't believe it. This is the opening of the show. Wow. And before we do, hold on one second. Let's introduce everyone, show everyone the energy that's here tonight. Aaron Simons on the board. Okay, Aaron Simons on the board. Nick, I mean, your name, and it's good because then we'll say it a lot. Yeah. It scares me every time.
Yeah, Poopo. Yes.
Poopo.
That's it.
Mark Poopo. So
he got the first name
Nick
wrong.
Poopo. Nick Poopo. Shut the fuck up,
Nick,
Mark.
And I want to make sure I get this right. Hold on a second. Your last name, it throws me off sometimes, Nick. I want to make sure because I don't want to say it wrong. It's Poopo?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Mark Poopo, everybody.
God, that's like a joke. That could have that would be when that's like I wasn't
a,
even
like
trying.
In a sitcom.
Yes, yeah, so where you go, bring it down. That's not going to ever happen in real life.
And you're not going to get book a sitcom in real life either, pal. I got news.
Do you know? Do you know why we're talking about Mark? Because remember, I told you about the person, Mark Pippo. We were talking about somebody that I have not seen in years. If you ever have a friend, they fall off the face of the earth. That's not what we're here to talk about. So anyway, so he
I
is
heard
here.
There's a lot of Todd's old friends that have gone missing, didn't turn up. a lot of mysteries. Perhaps there's a common link between them.
Aaron Simons on the board and James Adomian. It's the sexiest fuck. It feels like Christmas in here. This is the Christmas two-parter. This is a two-parter. It's a Christmas show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's open up with our Christmas new song. We have a whole band here tonight. Are you shitting me? Yes, it's a big deal. It's James. Wow. It's our Christmas special.
They're
with
here.
James.
This band is here.
Yes. Here we go. Wow, you feel the energy in the air. Look at the snow, everybody. James, I thought you could sing a song.
Hey, all right. It's the night that Todd Glass, night that Todd Glass celebrates Christmas early. His showbiz career ain't what it was supposed to be, but Christmas doesn't stop.
Hey!
He's a guy who doesn't know much, but when he does know something, he makes sure he gets it a little bit wrong. You know, he's a dumb, dumb guy.
Wow. I mean, come on. We can make noise in this room. Let's prove that we know how to make it feel like something's going on.
You know, Todd?
This isn't just one of those shows where we get, I mean, there's an energy in this room. Come on. Show a little respect.
When Todd goes on the road, he doesn't headline. He just opens the show and makes sure the energy's good, and then he just sits back and lets it happen.
Wow, it's good to see you. I'm so excited. I hope people are as excited when I go places that we were to have you here. Let's play him in. Don't we have a new song for him? And let's start the show right. We're not joking around anymore.
No more jokes. It's a weird
public affair. Back to the Todd Glass Show. His skill
hold
to
on,
win impressions is something that you should know. From Bernie Sanders to Tom Leikis, every bit is gold. We're so happy to have you on the show.
Bo,
the
bo, 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 bo.
Show. We're so happy to have you on the show.
Can you imagine if in this... That was a great song, by the way. I like
thank
that
you.
Christmas
Joe's not feeling well lately. He only has another month to live, so any kind words you send him, he loves.
Oh,
he
okay.
does the music for the show.
I remember.
He has about a month to live.
No, so
no,
gonna,
why is that
so,
funny to so you? We, how, well, you don't have the layers I have. I always forget. You're funny, which you're definitely funny. You, if I had to say, are you funnier than me? Yeah, you are. You're funny to me, and I'm fucking funny, but you're funnier than me. But you don't have the layers that I have. No, it's give and take, because you laugh when you hear that this guy finds out...
Here's why, Todd.
Bill of health.
Here's why.
Why?
You would never say that about someone on microphone if it was true.
Right. Exactly.
If there was really something, you like, we would be later tonight around the campfire, and you'd be like, "By the way,
yes.
The guy."
I would.
Why
be,
I know you're not being serious.
I would
serious.
Be like, Joe McKenzie's got about a week.
About a week.
I do it to make him laugh.
He
but
slipped
listen.
And fell. They say he has about 2 days left.
That's why I left.
Can you imagine if in this day and age,
sure,
like
you
in the old days,
imagine music played behind you?
Sure, whatever. Imagine that, like in the old days, like the people went Christmas caroling in the 1920s and the 1890s and stuff. What if you went out today, like unprompted into the neighborhood, going like, "Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining."
Shut up! Shut up! I'm trying to watch Foundation.
Shut up! See, shut up sounds better. Shut up! Shut up!
Shut up!
Rather than shut up, you go shut up!
Shut up! What do my neighbors think? All right, listen. We brought you in. We played your song. I just got to relax tonight. I have two. I just got to let you be you. I'm going to sit back, fold my hands. How?
Also, Todd, every time I was here 6 weeks, a month ago or whatever, we had dinner. And I get invited over for dinner, too, not just the podcast.
Well, you did. You came over. I was a little upset. You didn't really point out how good it looked.
What? Well, it didn't. It looked like a dump. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I love about Todd now. You come
up. I left because that's. I don't even have to. I don't have to embrace what you say because it looks like a dump. The onus is on you to have a little more of an attention for beauty or anything. You just walk in. Now you're fucking hilarious. That's where you win because it's, you know.
Well, that's Todd did that to me at my apartment when you came over the one time. You walked in and you were like, "This is a nice place. It looks really good. I mean, you live like a pig."
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did, and it made me laugh.
Here's what people do. They change their story to they think that make it funnier. But
you came over to my apartment.
People do
this
all the time.
My downstairs neighbor, you kicked her in her cunt. And then you came and then you came up and you took my hot water and you spilled it all over the floor.
Well, you need to learn to use cloth napkins.
So you make a mess so I use cloth napkins?
To teach you, I poured it on your hands. Right, let's not make mean jokes.
Todd, every time I come over here, he's living in a smaller portion of the house.
Listen.
He's now, like, the house used to be his house, and now he's like, "I live in the back bedroom. There's, like, three other people renting
out.
It's a hotel. It turned into a hotel. And now this garage is half the size."
This is not a garage.
What's on the other side of this?
No, there was not furniture.
He's shrinking it down half and half and half. The next time I come here, it's going to be
you don't notice this.
Him inside of a toilet with a microphone and be like,
"Wait a second. That's a great idea." No, I'm serious. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, ladies and gentlemen. How about a hand for the band, ladies and gentlemen? How about a hand for these guys? It's James and Domian for the entire 2 hours. It's a Christmas two-parter with James and Domian. Jimmy Kimmel. You see them on it. James and Domian. I say your name wrong. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I love.
I don't need to do that with you here.
I love the jazzed up Christmas carols. Sometimes it sounds like the band is like, "Well, who wants to just hear the old song? We gotta fuck with it a little bit."
Right.
So they go.
Let me hear that again. Listen. So from the beginning, someone comes in. They go, "Nobody wants to fucking hear it." He goes, "Well, we made a better arrangement. Who's gonna say this isn't better? Who's gonna say?"
Little reverb.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the 10th annual Podcast Award.
Keep playing and make it sound not like the original. Christmas.
What if you're the trumpet player? I got it. You're the trumpet player, but you forgot your trumpet and you think you out there to fool
but you're just hoping that they don't notice
you're
TV, the TV audience at home.
You're way in the back, but there's no let me tell you, bottom line is you have a lot of gall to think you could fake everything. Here's what it sounds like.
Hey, Bob, the director, I didn't bring my trumpet.
Just get the fuck out there.
Mouth it.
Bye-bye.
I mean, I'm watching you over there. When I say this guy, obviously, just because you don't introduce a character, that's what that is.
You know, also, I was hearing the drums sound like you could. It sounds like a really talented drummer. Or if you were doing it as a movie scene, it sounds like the drummer like was drunk and he came in slipping and falling all over the drum kit.
Wait, which one?
This one. Listen to the beginning. It sounds like the guy comes in and he like slips and falls. Let me hear.
Drummer.
The drummer is dropping everything into the drum.
Yeah, let me hear it again. He's coming over. Okay.
Whoa. Hey, whoa. Oh, shit.
Whoa. Okay. He goes, okay, during the day, he goes, hey, Tony, did you not have your trumpet last night?
What are you talking about?
Look, you've been with me for 15 years, but let me tell you something. I'll drop you like a hot potato.
I'm a trumpet player.
If you forgot your trumpet, Man up. Be honest with me. And we can just say it'll never happen again. If it didn't happen, defend yourself.
Bobby. You saying I didn't have a trumpet? Play it back. Something wrong with the trumpet play?
You want? That's exactly what I was going to ask you to do. I thought you'd put up more of a fight. Because, yeah, here it is. Okay, do you need to hear more than that?
What?
Do you need to hear more than that?
No, that sounds like, look, maybe I had a muffle in the trumpet. I was playing it with a little...
A muffle?
I had a...
Let me see your trumpet.
No, I had my... I was playing it...
Play more. Let's play
Well,
more.
I put it away. It's here in the car. Go.
Listen to this right here. I can hear you. Okay, I'll tell you what we did. We isolated just your part.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you listen to this, and you tell me. Look at me. Look at me. You tell me. You've been working for me 15 years. Do you realize you're going to lose your job?
Isolated the part. By this time, I'm sweating, and I'm like,
you're going to lose your job, not because you made a mistake. You're going to lose, because if you just go, I fucked up, I'm giving you still the opportunity. But if you're going to go, no, listen. Okay, listen to this.
That sounds legit. Maybe I was playing. You know, I was. You know, honestly,
you,
Bobby, maybe you honestly, I was a little flat.
All right.
I could see that. I was a little flat, maybe. I'll get it tuned.
You know, your ears could be checked, too. You sort of put the onus on me still. Get your ears checked.
Wait. Get your ears checked.
Hey, let me ask you a question, because I'm such a good host.
Todd put aluminum foil around the microphone.
I knew I shouldn't have done it for
you.
No. Because you don't give a shit. I could rub that on a dog's ass. You don't care.
Microphone?
Well, because
you do that with your microphone every week when you do the fucking podcast. It's like rubbing it on a dog's ass. No, it's just nice that Todd had aluminum foil wrapped around the microphone and then takes it off like a maitre d' at a nice restaurant. Like, oh, here's the microphone you'll be using this evening.
All right, I'll let you make fun of me because it's funny.
Earlier, Todd gets angry that I'm making fun of him.
No, I don't. No,
what do you
I
expect?
Don't. You make up lies? You need material that bad? You're going to make up a lie about me?
He comes at me like this, like, I am not a character. There's nothing funny about me.
I did realize that. That was true when you said, because you said, every time I come here, there's new restrictions. And I went, no, there's not. And then you got into my head because it's what I was thinking. I said, no, it's not, because it tries to make me look like, and you go, I am not a character doing me. And I'm like, that is.
I am not a character. I mean, come on.
But I mean, I guess I am. I guess we all are, you know. I hope.
I mean, Todd, I do one of the more, like, reserved, like, kind of calm, like, more realistic Todd Glass impressions.
Oh, wait, there's other ones out there?
Everybody does a Todd Glass impression.
Oh, my God, I didn't know about this. Did you know about it?
Yeah, most people, you know, most people come out and they're just like, hey, folks, I'm Todd Glass.
Wait, is this a real recording?
Hey, it's Todd.
Hold on.
Hey, before I do my set, folks, I just want to remember that was Todd Glass. Did you see him earlier? I like to change the lights.
Who the fuck is that doing me? That's supposed to be me?
Oh, no, that was Brent Weinbach.
Doing me?
Yes, it was Brent Weinbach doing his Todd
Glass. Guys, be honest with me. Does that sound like me at all? A little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's cartoony, but I think it's there.
All right, listen, James. Yeah. I don't have time to joke around anymore.
There's no time. We only have 3.5 hours left. I like that there's a competing Christmas party in there.
Yeah,
you're
right.
With music playing, but it's also just your house.
Hold on.
No, leave it. It's nice to have a little bump.
Will you do an impersonation of me?
You want me to vamp as you?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
You know what? You want to be a Mr. Wise guy? All right.
All right, you know what? Honestly, seriously, I've got a bunch of sticky notes here, but none of them make the show better.
No, you know what? You should remember, we want a Christmas. Here's what I'm asking you, Aaron, and I'm standing up. Let's go so many of these tonight. So
oh, shit!
Those,
oh,
but
shit.
This one, I mean, really play the little shit out.
Oh, shit!
I mean, that's a good one. That will make our ratings go up. Play it again. Watch.
Oh, shit!
It makes the show better. If he says something that's, you know, really out there, you play that.
Oh, shit!
So, and I'll be back. I'm going to go, to be honest, what am I doing?
I wasn't complaining. I liked the music.
No. Oh, you're right, though. It bothers me, my ADD.
I see. I brought it up, and now Todd can't.
Man, I don't want it.
Now he doesn't want it. The baby has to go fucking throw a tantrum.
Get the shit out of you when I come back.
And it's an abusive baby, too. It's a baby. He's a baby in a diaper, but he also throws wrenches at people. You son of a bitch. I've got the microphone now. They're going to hear about it. He's in there screaming at Alexa. Oh, my God, you can hear him. He's actually, it sounds like Todd is throwing hands on Alexa like he's trying to choke her. Alexa, you son of a bitch. I told you once.
I don't like bits that involve me being, phones away, that involve me being mean to somebody.
Oh, right. Well, I guess it's too close to reality. So you don't like, nobody sees that side of Todd. The comedy show.
You know what? You can take your dumb fool.
You're drunk. Remember you used to say, you're drunk.
That back when that was an insult in the movie?
Yes.
Good.
You're drunk. You're drunk. Get it? And they would throw a full drink on someone. Like that was the. And then they would pull a full drink on somebody and you'd be like, that's it. I'm out of your life forever.
You have the sting. Dun, dun, dun.
You're drunk.
You smell
like whiskey from across the room.
That was like a pig insult.
Look at you.
You're drunk.
Look at you. You're drunk. And you're slow on the buttons, too.
You're slow on the buttons.
You're drunk.
You're slow on the buttons. Can't you hear it? He doesn't hear that he's slow on those buttons.
How would he know? All you ever offer to eat in this house is rye whiskey.
I don't want bits. Listen, let's do a real show. James, I want to welcome you to the Todd Glass
Show. Thank you. This is a professional. This is from the. It's a Kennedy Center podcast now.
Let me tell you something. If one of our careers takes off and people would come here to find this, it would be a fun thing you'd want to see. You know how I learn about Jonathan Winters? Or some older comedians, you'll know what I mean. Like when I want to
the Time Life.
When I want
remember all the funny bits from the Todd Glass podcast.
Listen,
now presenting the Time Life Todd Glass Show. Look back. Hi, I'm James Adomian. Like a lot of people who were guests or fans of Todd Glass, I still like going back and revisiting some of the classic bits. Like this one.
You know, honestly, if it's dirty, I don't want it in my house.
Todd Glass, we miss him after he slid off a bridge into a bus full of babies. But I'm here to tell you that with 14 payments at $24.99 a month, you can own the Time Life Todd Glass podcast collection. No? You don't want to? Nobody's ever interested, huh? I get it.
Oh,
you heard it once, you heard it every time. this. This sounds like a one of those Disney movies that's live action where they have like a. They're like, the deer comes in the spring. The deer comes out to play with the flowers.
This is my dream.
Is this Man of La Mancha?
I just want to talk to you.
On the flute.
No bells or whistles. I just want to be man to
man. What about flutes?
No, no, no. I'm kidding. That means
no bells or whistles.
I want to say hi to you. A lot of hosts don't think to sit down. No, no, they don't. They just go blah, blah, blah. There's no form. There's a order of events that have to unfold. And there's organization within the chaos.
Right. This is like going over to Todd's place.
What is it like?
Well,
and I'm not in the mood for you.
It's like a formal dinner. If you had a formal dinner, but the restaurant was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride at Disneyland, but you come over, it's a restaurant, and you're like, "Could I have the corned beef, please?" And they're like, "Bum bum 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 bum. Watch out, folks."
I don't know about that voice, James.
Yeah.
Good to see you. And I just want to say happy holidays because I know you're...
Todd, we're half an hour in. You're still introing.
Yeah, because guess what? That's the cold opening. You know,
it's not a cold open.
You know what I mean?
If you just failed to warm them up.
No. Every show, I say that today's show starts... We're doing 24 minutes. If they want to just watch the show, they go to 24 minutes. But some people, that's the pre-show. Now the show starts. It's the Christmas episode with James Adomian. Be the trumpet guy during this song.
A terrible thunderstorm is coming through.
Yeah, we're dying.
There's a storm brewing.
James, yeah. I want to say hi. Hi. I'm not afraid to slow. A lot of people go, you're going to slow the show down? Yeah, sometimes to get twice as high, you got to go down. You got to connect.
Now, it's okay that I told you ahead of time before I came in that I had some of my friends coming over to join me during the podcast.
I was forwarding your text to a friend of mine.
Yeah, I have some friends, just some friends. I met them recently. It's the Los Angeles Unvaccinated Men's Choir.
They're great. They'll come over.
They're great, and they perform for free.
When I hear about a group like that, it's just a bunch of morons. I mean, who would want to be in a room with them?
Angel sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Hope you don't plan on getting to go to heaven with that mouth.
Oh shit!
Oh shit, it's oh shit time on the Todd Glass Show. James, I want to say...
I did a spit take of whiskey on my glasses, thank you.
Would you like to sing a Glen Campbell song? I'd love to hear you sing it. Now, anyone you... How about going through... I don't know, anything.
Well, there's only really one Glen Campbell song that anyone ever...
Well, Rhinestone Cowboy... Oh, you know Cowboy, what's a good one? Could you sing... Would you sing along with Glen first?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I forget the...
Yeah, that, but what? But I think you could...
Rhinestone Cowboy, nobody cares about the song until the part where he's like a rhinestone
cowboy. Can you play it?
Nobody cares about the rest of the song.
You'll know it. Act like you're faking it.
Singing to civil song.
Oh, you can pull the words.
It sounds
down.
Like Jimmy Buffett to me always at this point. Hey. But there's booze in the blender. And soon it's
living on sponge cake. And a watch.
Frozen concoction that helps me hang on.
There's been a load of margaritas. Yeah, margarita. Hey!
Searching
for my high now, sicker and
so.
Some people
Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash.
Who?
The same trumpet player. Oh, yeah.
We have the isolated one.
Don't stop.
Everyone try that. Together. Here we go. You ready?
See, I wish I could have karaoke like that, because there's so many songs where I would sing the guitar part or the trumpet or
Why
something.
Why don't we get him something? How about this? How about...
You know the George Harrison song?
Sure. What is it? Daniel is driving tonight on a train. It sounded like that.
Daniel. Here's my... I love Elton John.
Hey, man.
Have we talked about this before?
No, talk about whatever you want. That's the style of my new show. No, I just let people talk.
He'd say, look, the network was about to cancel him. And they said, Todd, your numbers are down. And he said, I'll do anything. They said, let the other person talk. No, I'm walking away with it. And then they said... Then they cut him down to half the size of his house. Because you know the network owns this house. Todd Glass isn't a rich man like he pretends to be. You know the thing where the guy pretends to be a millionaire? He's pretended for all these years to be rich. But it turns out when he's handing out $100 bill tips, they're fake from Toys R Us. I would love that people didn't notice immediately.
Oh, man, I don't even know what that means. Do you? Well, it is indeed our Christmas show, everybody, and this well-produced, polished. This is the difference between other slop festivals. There is a rhyme and a reason to this show.
Whoa, are you insulting slop festival?
Yes.
You know I'm like one of the main headliners at the top of the poster on Slop Festival.
Slop Festival is something.
Slop Festival. Just, you know, what? I've worked up that far.
They throw it. What are you? Who's at the Slop Festival this year? Who's performing?
Well, it's me. Sloppy Ben. There's a book. There's the com. There. You know the comedian named Booger.
Yeah.
He picks his nose on stage. It's called Slop Festival.
It's funny. It's funny shit. This is the Christmas show, so there's going to be a lot of love. You ever hear this? This is a teacher in her music class.
Hello, first grade. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're in my class. Hello, Miss Allen. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad I'm in your class.
Ready?
Hello, first grade. I'm glad to see you.
And the kids, aren't they cute? Don't you love it? I can see how much you love it. You fucking love it.
I do think that the Los Angeles unvaccinated men's chorus is a little bit better. No, here's what's funnier. If you have the unvaccinated men's chorus, what if they just said, what if they're just like, what if they're just perfect? Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear.
Worse.
It is a little bit. There's a little bit.
It's worse because just you want people to clear their throat when they're like going. It is the. I don't have reverb.
Or if they go like. Fall on your knees. You know it's a pandemic, right? And hear the angel voices. Stop Fauci. He's ruining everything. I like a guy with a good voice. That's all. You know a guy with a good voice. He always has a big dick.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Now listen, I don't have anything to prove. I've done what I need to do.
I wanted to tell you because
calm down.
You ever do something? It's the holidays, right? And people are like making things up to like it's time for charity, donating to a lot of cool charities and stuff.
Of course. And it's the only thing I know. I need to give more.
So it's the time. It's the time to give, and
there's a time to take. Is that your point? I hope. because I've been taking a lot. No, good. I'm listening. I'm not one of those interviewers. I'm not. You finish your story. Don't be rude.
No, I love that I'm perfectly willing to bail on it, too.
No, I don't want you to bail on it. That's not the purpose of interrupting you.
It's a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late. So,
back to what you were saying.
Yeah. I contribute to a lot of charities. I'm not public about a lot of them, but I thought it would be cool to talk about this because I just found out about them.
Oh, nice.
And I found out about them because I felt a little bit guilty about some stuff that I'd done in my life. And, you know, sometimes you do something wrong and you have to make up for it. Like a lot of people, I feel guilty, but sometimes I can't help it. I kill a spider in the shower or something, and I feel I shouldn't have done that. So what I did this holiday season, I started donating $1,000 to the Los Angeles County Arachnid Aficionado and Spider Conservancy. It's a charity. It's a 501c3. It's a nonprofit charity. They, to make up for people who kill spiders and then feel guilty about it, they take spiders and release them into neighborhoods. They release hundreds of thousands of spiders every Christmas into neighborhoods, like the La Cienega Aerodrome neighborhood, into Hollywood, Los Feliz. And so because of my donation, they were able to release over 20,000 spiders into this block alone.
And you know, James,
they come by at night and they just spray spiders on people.
I was there. I went down to the where they these spiders. And I know what you mean. I've done the same thing. And you see a daddy long leg with a cast on its leg. holding on for its life. And these wonderful people that help save some of these spiders and release them.
And
back
he looks up at you, and his other legs, they start knocking the knees together, and he's like, please.
You know, I'll get Blake Wexler, and I would like to get this joke from him. Truth. He said, no one's ever really, Daddy Longlegs, that's quite a name. It's like if you walk into a, hey, there's Daddy Longlegs.
That's not a scientific name, yeah.
No, but imagine in real life if people called you just the way you walk, people go, there's Daddy Longlegs.
I don't think Carl Linnaeus in the Middle Ages referred to it scientifically as Daddy Longlegs.
Well, what's the point? You don't like Blake Wexler? I'll tell him to listen to this part of the show.
You know what? If he's a
hey, Blake, he don't like you, okay?
Hey, Blake, you got a problem with that. Come down and say it to my microphone, huh?
I know, that's funny, but listen, let's have a commercial. What is this, not a real show? A real show has commercials. Yeah, we'll be back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
How about hats? Can we talk about hats? I saw Aaron wore a hat, and I went, you look good in a hat. I go, I wish I could wear a hat. And I go, well, maybe I can. And then I answered myself. I went, no, nobody would ever accept me in a hat, or is it just me? Or if it's the truth is that it's too late to wear one, then tell them, don't make up a bullshit reason. If I need to get over it, I'll get over it. Maybe I'll wear a hat here and there.
Well, you just want like a cool hat to go out to dinner, and you would put it if you went out to a nice restaurant, you'd put it on the
no. Then I wouldn't wear a hat. I don't look for a hat like that. I'm talking about
no,
a hat.
Like obviously you don't wear a hat at dinner. Like you wear it and then you show up to the restaurant and take it off and you put it on the hat rack next to the table.
No, if the type of hat I'd want to wear, I would once I put it on, I couldn't take it off.
No, I'm talking about like a big foam cowboy hat that's yellow and brown, and you walk into a nice restaurant, and then you take your scarf and jacket off, and then you take that off too, and you just hang it right next to the table. Hi, oh yeah, we got reservations at Musso and Frank's. You go to Musso and Frank's for the big.
And I have a big styrofoam,
a big stupid hat that says Super Bowl 79.
Oh, please kill me. kill me if I had to be that person. That
Super
Bowl! Yeah. Go get a real hobby. Go get something that makes you feel.
Wow, Todd, whoa. Some people, you had some fans in the NFL. I guess you weren't interested in them, huh?
You know what I realized?
Jesus, Todd. You talk about Todd turning off demographic after demographic. And one of the last few demographics you had listening to the show was NFL players. And you just like tossed them all out.
Can I tell you
and
something?
These are sensitive guys.
Can I tell you something?
They're going to be up at night,
James,
and they're going to miss a field goal tomorrow because you said that.
There's truth in what you're saying. That no, I'll tell you why. Because sometimes I will think about something. I'll go, Todd, just you can be funny without having opinions on it's going to definitely annoy a group of people, even if it's not political or social. Forget about it. Just like, oh, why do you have your dish soap out? It looks ugly. Your bathroom lights are too bright. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the jokes I have are about aesthetics. And I go, so there was something that came up. I forget what it was. And I went, do I need to lose more people? Do I need this joke that bad? Because now I'm telling half the people, oh, it's guys. I don't even want to do the bit, but it's a bit that I think is going to like annoy guys in the audience. If the ones that like to, I don't want to talk.
I about liked that. The bit you did, the stand-up bit I saw. Can I tell you this the other day?
Thank you very much.
Oh, I forgot what it was. It must not have been, must not have been that good.
No, it was great. You were going to talk about, you go, get comfortable with death.
Yes, that made me laugh a lot because Todd's doing this joke where he's like, all these people out there, and they're going like, oh, the kids these days, they're on their phones. They don't know how to conversation. They don't have a real conversation. They're always on their phones. No, I met the kids. They know how to do both. They can do both, and it makes you jealous. And then here's what I love. It made me laugh so much. There's just an immediate hard left turn out of nowhere. You say, learn to deal with death.
Because you know what? I first of all, I appreciate that, and you texted it to me. But after you said it, I went, and I go, why do I say that? Because I've been saying it so long, I might have forget. Because one day I really thought, why is this happening? Why do we constantly have a group of people telling them their music, their ideas? It fights nature. It's good if the younger ones that are stronger. I don't believe in God, but I believe in nature, and I believe that the younger people, more information. They're not smarter because they're smart, that because they took the same information we got. It's not an insult to us. They're smarter because they had more information. They're stronger, and their ideas tend to be more current. So why not let them lead? But we don't let them lead. And I thought, why? And I go, it's because it's an uncomfortable not dealing with death. With the question is, well, what's that have to do with death? Because I think I
because
really
you're getting old and you want to
believe I might be older,
but I lived a life better than you did.
But I had you're not going to have the fun I had. Then the truth is, they are going to have the fun you had. And you think, well,
and it's like the guys that believe that kind of thing. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm missing out on the 15 years you spent with a Mazda Miata riding around Century City, smoking cigarettes in an open-air convertible with a ponytail. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't listen to talk radio and drive around L.A. like you did.
And it's not to say that there weren't wonderful, great things that should be remembered, but you know, no one's ever, I'm never stomping on people's memories when they involve their real stories. Remember we did that with our family? Remember when they did that?
Also, I love that I just imagined this asshole with a ponytail and a Miata smoking cigarettes. Driving around Century City specifically.
Hey, that existed.
Specifically. Hey, I'm late for my movie at the AMC. I work in the Three Towers. Yeah, pal, I'm libertarian, okay? I voted for Schwarzenegger, all right, pal? Hey, pal, look, I'm as liberal. Hey, you know a guy's about to say something really dumb when you hear this. I'm as liberal as the next guy.
All right, what next guy? Where are you at? Are you
look, I'm as liberal as the next guy, but I just think everybody needs to be yanked out of their houses and questioned by the police. I'm as liberal as the next guy.
Would you do me a favor? And I'm gonna let go that I was something, I forget what I was going to talk about. It doesn't even matter.
Your bit. You're going to talk about yourself, let's be honest.
No, I'm not. Oh, no. What were we?
We were talking about you.
No, don't lie. Well, you
no,
remember?
The bit, they're getting older. They're getting older.
I do want to finish that. So I think it's like, okay, we might be old. I said it, but I want to say it clear because every time I talk about this, I think clarity is important.
Yeah, and as you get older, you start to have a mush mouth. People don't understand you.
Wait, speaking of that, will you do Chris Matthews next? And I'll tell you why mush mouth brought that up. So I do believe that, fuck. Hold on, don't shh, please. I only have so much time. what are we talking about? Please.
How people get old and forget the bits that they were in the middle of?
Come on.
Your bit about people dealing with death, right?
Oh, yeah. So what the fuck? I just got to repeat it. But anyway, yeah. Okay, so I might be older. I might have my hair might not be as thick. I might have less time, but at least...
No, the one thing is your hair looks really young, I got to say. I mean, you're wearing a diaper and it's leaking everywhere, but your hair looks like 20 years younger.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I'm still going to get out my sentence. I don't give a shit. I don't care because I get to laugh. I don't care if your jokes are not in the way of my story. My story is in the way of your good jokes. So I don't mind, but I'm going to still get it out. But on the way there, I get to hear a lot of fucking funny stuff, you know? So, yes, we might have been born. Okay, I'm going to let it go. Now, what we want to do,
we are, how far in do you think we are?
My guess?
Seriously.
Right. Okay, seriously?
Truth.
Okay.
Truth.
39 minutes.
44.
All right.
I knew it was dragging. I knew it was dragging.
You should do a song, have somebody make a song that's like the dragon dragon, where it's like, Todd the dragon dragon, drag down his show.
Can you get Puff the Magic Dragon on karaoke, please, right away for James? Right away, I'm his musical director. Puff
Todd
dragon.
The dragon,
Todd, please,
dragon.
We're getting you music. We're getting you a track.
It won't be as good.
Yeah, it will be.
By the time you have that music, these people are already listening to...
You want to know how quick that music's going to play? You don't have to wait for it. We asked for it, we have it. Right the fuck as soon as we want it.
Why would I need to... I'm like, I need to see the lyrics. No, I'm going to make them up.
But you still need the rhythm.
Todd the Dragon Dragon ruined his own podcast by slowing down the bits before he pulled them out of his ass. Todd the Dragon Dragon slowed everything down and wondered if it was someone else's fault that the audience always frowned.
I don't know the fucking bridge.
Playing it for me.
Oh, I said something sad and you just want to play it again.
No, I wanted you to. Sometimes sad can be good.
Do you know that they torture people in they torture people in CIA black sites with Puff the Magic Dragon. Did you know that?
No, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, that might be fun stuff you tell your friends, but around here we only spread the truth. James.
What?
Look at me.
What? Oh my God, you're disgusting.
Folks,
I hadn't looked at him all night, and he just said, "Look at me," and I was avoiding it. Todd, I don't mean to be too mean about this, but there's help.
You're partnering up with the people that I think you should leave. One season hilarious, the second season hilarious, and they're all available on Netflix. I think you should leave.
Did they really sponsor you?
Yes.
Wow, I'm glad you finally got somebody to sponsor
with
this
our
podcast.
Own sensibility. You know why they let us sponsor them?
Were you on the show?
No.
They should put you on the fucking show!
No, but you know, we still really send a lot of love their way. If I could do an ad for that show, you know what it would be? Hey, folks, it's not just funny, it's shut the fuck up funny. I think you should leave. It's shut the fuck up funny. It doesn't make you laugh, you'll fucking convulse. Shut the fuck up funny! Join the fuck up, buddy!
Baby.
Matter of fact, if someone doesn't like it, I don't want to be their friend. Truth. Truth. All right, what's up? How you doing?
Well, do you realize that I showed up with a gun trying to kill everybody on set of that TV show? So.
See, you know I'm a good interviewer.
Why? No, because you leave your microphone and come around?
Because I come over and I say hi to the guests and relax. Sometimes people get nervous meeting me. I forget that I'm so
I wasn't strong. Nervous until he started standing over me. And you can smell he farts a lot.
No, I don't. Why would you? Can't you make comedy from the truth? Why do you need to make comedy from lies?
Oh.
Like when you go, well, 10% of the people fight. That, I do that. No, Bernie Sanders.
Look, Todd.
No, listen, folks. That's me. You're doing great. I look.
The top look, Todd. You're losing it. Todd, it's Bernie Sanders. I came down to the podcast because I heard you were in trouble. Like George Bailey, It's a Wonderful Life. I got a telegram. I'm the last guy in the United States Senate that still has a telegraph machine. It came over the wire, a ticker, 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 and said, Todd Glass broke, stop, needs money, stop, moved into one quarter of his former house, stop, everybody needs to help Todd, stop, he's going to jump off a bridge, stop, but he doesn't believe in God, so no angel's going to stop him from jumping over the bridge, stop, and I got here as soon as I could, which is 10 days later, we were trying to pass the fucking Biden bill, and it didn't work. So here I am. What do you need? You don't get a guardian angel. You get me.
Don't we have any maybe?
I took an Amtrak here.
How'd you get here?
I took an Amtrak. Look, I took my Volvo to the Amtrak station.
Bernie Sanders.
It's nice.
Well, I feel
is it like a Lady Gaga song on piano or something?
No, seriously?
Oh. It's a grand old flag. Got it.
Alright, what did I do wrong? I'm not a good host. I have to admit it.
Look, I secured over $2 billion in funding for trumpet players who use their own mouth. I think today, in the world we live in, there should be money in the federal budget for trumpet players who do not play on traditional brass trumpets. It's good for the environment to go bloop, bloop, blop, blop, blop out of your mouth. And human beings deserve the dignity to be able to play trumpet however they want to play.
Oh my God.
You see, that music sounds like my childhood. That's how everything sounded. You know the beginning, Todd? You know the beginning of the classic sitcom Cheers?
Yes.
Where there's a still image, black and white.
Yes.
Of a bunch of guys drinking beers, and it's the 1910s.
Yes.
That's what my picture of my 20s is.
Will you do me a favor?
Oh, you weren't listening. Great. That's you always know a bit is going well when he's not listening.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine.
Right.
No, I'm not hurt. Look.
No, you said...
I'm like an old whale. I've got harpoons
in
me.
Now, let's go back.
I agree. Let's go back to Franklin Roosevelt's administration of the New Deal.
No, I want to be honest with you. Truth. This is why you look. You might not like truth, but to me, it means something.
Look, I'm open to truth. I think the truth is good.
You know what used to truth used to be?
Sure.
To George Carlin. It just means I'm telling you the truth. It's good to have in the middle of the cast. You don't have to acknowledge it, but deep down you have to.
I think
to.
I would not have said a lot of those dirty words on television, but I did think he did a good
job.
I think a good job exposing the power of the top 1% of the top 10%.
I'm talking to James Adomian, truth. Now I'm talking that bit, that story joke I just missed. That's just because I'm convulsing and laughing. And I know that sounds like a bullshit line, but you can do better than making fun of that. Because you know it's the truth.
Why is this music playing? Why is this fucking music playing?
I don't know. I thought it would be good.
This music sounds like Braveheart's girlfriend is sitting out in the grass somewhere.
How do you know she's not?
I want to do Bernie Sanders doing a George Carlin routine. Hey, folks, they tell you that it's a free country, that you have power, it's a democracy. I got news for you, folks. Don't. It's one big club, and you're not in it, and neither am I. Therefore, I am advocating legislation to make sure that the people at the top have to pay higher taxes. Instead of a punchline, there's a law that I'm proposing.
Do another. Do you know another bit of his? No, that's like...
When you get on an airplane, and they say, oh, you're on the airplane. No, you say that you're on the airplane. Why do they say that when you're in the airplane? This cuts to the heart of our infrastructure problem in this country.
Could you teach me how to dance? No. Would you be so nice to do some... I'm not even going to try to get into it creatively.
You want to know how to do a Bernie Sanders impression?
You want to know how to do a Bernie Sanders impression?
First of all, act like you've been sick for 4 days. And your nose is all completely stuffed up.
Hello?
Yeah, your nose is completely stuffed up.
Hello?
And now how would an old dog... Nah. You know the kind of dog that has like a barrel of alcohol around his neck? A safe for dog? Yeah, okay. But he's sick. He's sick for 4 days.
10% of the people.
10% of the top.
10% of the top 2% of the people.
That's as close as you're going to go.
That's as close as you're going to go.
Yeah. And then sometimes there's soft Bernie. The soft Bernie. I agree with you.
It's like a lot of people don't know. The first time you did Soft Eddie,
I didn't know you were doing Eddie. I'm like, who's he doing? This isn't Eddie. And I went, Eddie. Oh, that's soft Eddie.
When Eddie's off stage, when he goes.
No, also when he's on stage and he just got done annihilating and then he goes into the next bit.
You know, folks, I'm getting tired.
Or, yeah.
No, it's soft. I just like to take a nice bath sometimes. I sit. Oh, you know,
you
the classic. Find,
you, isn't it true that you have a crush on Eddie Pepitone? Right, listen.
Don't touch. I don't want him to know who's sending those Valentine's Day cards. I have the little red Valentine's cards. I send them every year, but I don't want to. You got to cut this out of the podcast.
No. Listen, I want you to relax.
Eddie's so funny. I've memorized many of his bits. You know the one he used to tell in the old days? He was like, I'm on Twitter. You ever get that feeling when you know you wake up and you're wearing your underwear and T-shirt and you get a tweet out? And you know it's a good one. And you hit send on that tweet and you just go to the window and look out at the city and wait for the likes to wash over you. It's so funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know, you told him to tell the joke at the show the other night, a week ago.
Yeah, I did. I asked him to do two jokes and he did them.
I had not seen him do this joke in particular. It was so fucking funny. He goes, people ask me if I've had work done. Yes, I had my belly let out and I had my hair removed because I'm too sexy and everybody tried to fuck me.
He goes, I never got anything done. Everywhere I went, fuck me, Eddie, fuck me after shows. Fuck me, Eddie, fuck me, fuck me. So yes, I had some surgery so I can live a regular life.
My belly let out and my hair removed. Voluntarily.
It's funnier than you could even imagine.
Uh-huh.
My belly let out and my hair, removed.
You know another one?
Remove my hair.
You know one of my favorite Pepitone jokes from probably like 2 years ago or something? He said, they say if you want to lose weight, you have to stop eating after 9 p.m. That's what they say. If you want to lose weight, you stop eating after 9 p.m. I start eating at 11. That's when I start eating, at 11 at night.
Me too.
That was the hat joke where he puts on the... He's like, you know that hat, you know, you put on, you look in the mirror, and you say, this kind of makes up for a life not well lived.
Yeah. A life not well lived.
He was great at the improv. Look back
on Eddie Pepitone. Hi, I'm James. Hi, I'm Todd Glass. I'm Todd Glass.
Wait,
played
what? That
by
doesn't
Casey
sound
Kasem.
Like me.
Well, I'm Todd Glass, played by the zombie ghost of Casey Kasem.
Let me ask you a question.
Works.
Will you do me a favor? Will you do Chris Matthews?
Yeah, but okay, so well, you know we should do a whole bit. We should do a whole segment.
Whatever you want. This show, the way I do my show now, do you want to know the new format?
Don't tell me how to be a guest on your show. You know those kinds of shows?
Did you like that reverb I just gave you?
Yeah, good job. You know those kinds of, like cop shows and movies from the 70s where most of the movie is guys who are drinking coffee going like, are you telling me how to do my job? At some other police officer?
It's a lot of us.
Don't tell me how to do my job. Don't you tell me how to do my job. My job is to tell guys how to do their jobs. Get a real job. That's basically the taking of Pelham 123.
Oh, could you do Chris Matthews talking about Vinny? He's been going around Denver. He says he can listen to the Todd Glass show. Okay. This is the truth. Truth. This is a running joke.
Vinny lives in Denver.
He used to go out with my girlfriend. And the guy makes up so much lies. He goes, wait.
Todd, you've come so far.
Yeah. But anyway, so he's been shitting all over Denver. There's some real news stories. Do you have the other news story? This really happens out there. Because he says, he told me once, I'm going to give you the backstory real quick. He goes, I was on the train pre-pandemic. He goes, sometimes listening to your show on the train, it's a little hard. And I went, but you think you can do it. So we've been torturing him. I go listen to the show in public and remain.
And play it on a boombox. Don't put it on headphones.
Yes, you are right. God, I love you.
Play it
on a boot. Hey, Vinny, you shut the fuck up. Sit down and take notes.
Anybody, I got a message for all. You know what, Todd?
Yeah.
I play a character on this show sometimes that has problems with the way Todd Glass runs a show. But let me tell the people out there listening,
This is, I'm breaking kayfabe. This is a wrestling show, okay? Yeah. I pretend to hate him. He pretends to beg me to be funny on his show. Let me tell you the truth. This son of a bitch across the table from me is the best podcast host on Ellesmere Avenue. There's a reason that I come on this podcast every single year, twice or three times, maybe. It's because nothing gets better than this podcast out there. And you ingrates sitting out there.
Can I want to let you know, Vinny's going, no, he's saying right now, no, that show, he goes, Todd, I would tell you that show shut the fuck up funny.
Listen to it on a boombox. Yeah,
but you
listen
you
to this show on a
boombox. I'm tired of it, Vinny. You are pushing it. And you know how he has to do to end it? All he has to do, listen to what I'm saying, all he has to do is go, call me an email, whatever he wants to do, an email, and go, Todd, I can't listen to your show in public. You're right, I can't. Boombox. Boombox. I'll buy it a boombox. I'm tired of your fucking excuses already. He's going, I don't have a boombox. I don't have anywhere to put it.
You think you're a cool
guy?
You'll
find a place to put it.
You think you're a cool guy out there? You're not cool. I want to see the guy driving around his Mazda Miata with a cigarette and a ponytail.
Yeah.
Blasting the Todd Glass show.
So this is what was on the news before we do. There's Chris Matthews. You know Chris Matthews? He does the news. This is true in Atlanta, which is true.
What?
And
he moved there?
Yes. And play the other news story first. Then we'll play Chris Matthews. This is real. This is about.
Good afternoon. I'm Pete Souza with some of your KXRN headlines. We want to get you up to speed on a developing story out of Denver, where authorities are investigating a situation that absolutely stinks. Denver police say a man lost control of his bowels in public, and it was all brought on by listening to a podcast. Reports say a man who goes by the name...
Hey, if you're not listening to it on a boombox, then get the fuck home and get a boombox.
30 this morning near the 16th Street Mall.
Not just listening, but
that's when he began to shit uncontrollably. A witness on the scene says the man tried to sit down to stop the high-speed defecation, but to no avail.
This is true. I swear
this afternoon, the city is using snow plows, as shit plows, to clean up the mess.
This is a real news story.
Sanitation Department head Saeed Patel says there is no plan in place for the city to remove this much solid waste in such a short period of time. Police say Vinny was warned not to listen to the Todd Glass podcast because of a previous loss of bodily function, but decided to listen anyway. We're working to get more information to find out if this guy's in custody or if he's facing charges. All right, let's get over to Tripp now, who is tracking...
Well, I guess they throw over to the weather, but... So now,
I don't know why they're getting the traffic music. I'm the weather guy.
You're not gonna...
The weather guy's like, that's the. They're like, just do the traffic report. I guess there's high pressure on the 405 freeway. If you're, there might be rain if you're in a carpool. And he blows his own brains out.
No, why do you have to do such things like this in my show?
And then right after him...
No,
they,
this is a happy show. You will not tell those
then
stories.
Then you hear right after he blows his brains
this
out...
This is a happy
hear,
show. Hold
you
on,
hear a helicopter... It. And they go, we were just about to go to traffic. And then the weather guy has to be like, oh...
Hello, first grade. I'm glad to see you.
Hey, it's, we were about to do traffic next. I'm Chuck Bill, normally the weather guy, but I suppose I'll, in honor of my deceased colleague, I'll sit here and do the traffic report. In honor of... and then I go, then the same thing happens. He goes, if you're out on the Beltline, you know that there's probably some high-pressure winds coming in. Oh, my God, what am I fucking doing? What am I fucking going? It's the same thing, but it's different language. It's a lexicon is different, but it's the same shit. It happens every 10 minutes. On the fives and on the sevens. It's either traffic or it's weather. We're the fucking clowns. The real news is the stuff about Pfizer and Fauci and all that, and then they throw to us, the fucking clowns, before and after they go to commercial. Is that it? I'm not going to blow my brains out because I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. And I'm not going to further disgrace the traffic in this city. There's already a huge mess. I'm jumping out of the building.
Oh, he had a drink in his hand.
KNX 1070 talk radio. It sounds like he landed on the one light bulb that we had down in the courtyard. We apologize for that disruption to our radio broadcast.
Again.
And then they go, and then Todd, they go, we apologize for those back-to-back interruptions to our
normal
serious radio news program. Let's hear some lighter news. The L.A. County Fire Department has donated 100 puppies to children in need.
What? they don't need puppies.
They don't even address it.
They don't need puppies. Listen, I know how to keep this show going. I know what to do. I know what people need to hear.
You know what?
What if this was all your band playing? This is all your... Play this out on the street or call me.
Hey, yo, Benny, get your boombox.
Yeah, you're not going to keep this shit up. You're either going to go, Todd, all you have to do is go, Todd, I can't listen to your show in public. Or go show me a video of you on the boombox listening to this. Here we go, right back to it. Hey, Vinny.
You know what? About this podcast? What I like about this podcast is that you let all sides of an issue be heard. both sides, all sides. You know, really.
Chris Matthews is on. This is a recording of literally Chris Matthews talking about Vinny in Denver and the problem going on right now.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, it's Chris Matthews, local Denver news. This guy Vinny, I'm sure you've been following the news. It's on every network. Vinny in Denver apparently shed his pants, a nervous situation, shed his pants, and he's been walking around town with a boombox. For all we know, this broadcast may be on a boombox right now. If you're out there listening... And you hear a guy with a poop box, he may have pooped his pants. It may be a poop pants poop box. If you look over the poop box, it may be a poop pants over there. He better be, look, we have a good authority that he's walking around with a poop box. We know for a fact, it's been confirmed by Fauci. It's been confirmed by the Grand Old Party, the GOP. It's been confirmed by the Democrats. Congress has passed a resolution condemning the pooping of the pants. And then it goes on, and he continues to broadcast it from a boombox. Pat Buchanan, what do you think of this? Chris, I think it's wrong.
Do you want another beer?
What? Pat Buchanan want another beer? I don't trust beer because, no.
Hey, Pat.
There's too many gays that make those beers.
So, what's your problem?
Well, I'm a hateful bigot. It's me, Pat Buchanan. I'm America's most celebrated welcome bigot. I go on shows like Rachel Maddow and I go, hey, it's great to be here, Rachel. I hate everything you stand for.
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Hello, first grade. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're in my class.
I think I can match this. Hello, first grade. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're at. That's what I would do if I had a class.
Hello, time class. This is Chris Matthews. And I see you. What do we think of a show if you took Germanist question? Okay, he missed his turn with his song, but I'm going to double down with the next question.
Hello, podcast.
No, now you're taking my turn.
Okay, now it's your turn.
No, it was my turn, but now it's yours because you stole it.
Hello,
time class. You stole it. The rhythm is off, and you can't do a simple back and forth. Do you think it has what it takes to be President of the United States?
I'm going to let you go.
What if we had to do... Now, I think I disagree with the Corporation of Presidential Debates that this would be the song that played throughout the presidential debates when there's an election in this country.
This would be too monotonous.
I lost that argument. This is the song that plays over and over during the debates when we have a presidential election in this country. What is your position on campaign finance reform, Senator?
I don't know how to ad-lib with that.
Okay, well, you just sunk your own candidacy there, I guess.
Well, it's just too hard because I realize
something. Oh, you sunk your own battleship. You're a game of battleship, except you're putting all the pegs in your own ships.
I don't know a lot of common information to do bits. That's why I can never be a part of an improv troupe. You just threw me something. It was probably fair. Eddie would have grabbed it like a heartbeat. Most comedians I know, but me, I'm like, what does that mean? I have no idea. What was it? Do you remember?
Well, I know. It's just nonsense. It's just talking like a guy.
I want to hear more Chris Matthews. I can't get enough.
Do you know what was making me laugh when you told me the last time I was here? And I hope it's okay.
Thanks for killing that bit, by the way. Vinny, sit up! Piece of shit!
Hey, everybody on the bus next to Vinny.
Yeah, with his boombox.
Look at this son of a bitch. You shouldn't... Don't let him get away with turning this off.
Go on the bus, Vinny, with this on a boombox, or shut your fucking pie hole! Do it! Show me a video. You on a bus with a boombox, or even sitting on a corner. I'll make it easy for you.
Do I get a boombox these days?
Oh, Todd, I don't have room for it in my apartment. Then leave it in the hallway.
Do you... You know, used to put a boombox out, and I used to freestyle and do breakdancing out of the street. I used to do beatboxing.
You did used to do a...
I did beatboxing out in the street. I used to have a boombox, and I would put it out, and I would just read the news. I would read the local mayoral city council news from Boston. You know, we just got done with the budget, folks. So let me tell you something out there. It looks like the Boston City Council has a thinner neck than the city itself does. It looks like
this is in beatboxing.
Yes. Reagan is going down to the mat with Gorbachev about the assault missiles, de-escalation in a missile crisis. They're going to meet in Reykjavik. We're going to see what's going to happen, folks. That was it.
James. Jesus, hey. I need a chance to just...
The funniest thing you told me the last time we were here was...
You remembered it? Let's just talk me and you.
And
we don't need the bells and
whistles. I told Eddie how funny I thought this was, hope it's
Everybody
okay.
Everybody shut up!
I hope it's okay that I can say this, but
sure.
The when Eddie was his friend told us, Steve, that Eddie was getting a deep tissue massage and was injured and had to go to the hospital because he had a bruised rib from a deep tissue massage.
Who told us that?
Steve. And then I asked Eddie about it and he was like, "Yeah, it's true, it happened." And here's the funniest image to me. Eddie Pepitone, like, "You son of a bitch! You bruised my rib!" But also being carried out on a stretcher into an ambulance, but it's not face up in a stretcher, it's face down in a massage table. Ah! Ah! She grabbed my ribs and barbecued them like a baby back rib!
They have the whole massage table because they don't want to, you know... I don't know what these ambulance drivers do. Or paramedics, I should say. No disrespect to the paramedic community.
Hey, Caesar is calling me. Hey, Caesar, I'm on the Todd Glass show
Caesar!
Right now.
Hey, Caesar!
Can you hear me? Hold on. Can you hear us?
Caesar! Play the mumble. Caesar!
Say it again.
Hey, help me out. Caesar! Yeah! Caesar!
There's like 5,000 people here. I hope that you appreciate this. You're at the big time.
Caesar! Hey, that's Caesar!
He said happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
So let me call you back, all right? Happy
holidays. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steve.
got a boner.
That's a good idea. Will you sponsor us?
Yeah, I'll manage you.
Oh, really?
What percentage would you take?
40%.
That's you know what? Good. He deserves it.
Okay.
A lot of times people hear those stories, and he took 50% of my career. Hey, if they're going to figure you out and market you, I'll give you 50. I want you to be happy. You know what? 40's good. Maybe I jumped the gun. How about 30? I'm walking.
Now, wait a minute. You were just saying you deserve more than 40%, and now you're trying to argue it down.
Well, maybe I look weak.
There's other people taking all their chunk of it.
Right.
Oh, there's the other people, because you need a publicist.
Hey, you know what? I'd rather have 10% of something than 90% of nothing.
I would rather have 90% of 1% than 1% of 10%.
Don't be rude. How come you do impersonations to hide from the real you?
We're losing our only caller. All right, that was Caesar calling from Los Angeles. Thank you for calling in, Caesar. We'll get back to you next hour.
Do you do impersonations to hide from the real you?
Goodbye, Caesar, everybody. Caesar's question for the show.
What was it? And I'm going to get to mine.
His question was, why is the show so chaotic that you call in and they say it's a number for a laundry, but you call in and instead of a laundry, it's a live show.
Do you hide behind your impersonations to not be the real you?
This is Todd Glass. I used to do a comedy show, and now it's a serious affairs show where I get to the bottom of what's wrong with comedians. Do you think that you hide behind your jokes and characters?
Do
sir?
You?
Do you, sir?
Who do you think's more real, me or you?
You're dodging the question, a very simple question.
Do I? Oh, you're asking me
You're
same?
Asking me?
You're asking...
Oh, you're asking?
Yes.
Oh, it's two guys like this who actually got in the room with each other.
No.
Sorry, I'm a hard nail reporter.
Asking me?
You're asking me, sir? I'm asking the questions here, sir.
I'm asking you.
Are you hiding behind it? Why can't you come clean to the citizens of Los Angeles?
I asked you first. Why can't you answer me? Are you hiding behind...
Oh, you think that just because you're first, that means the question is more valid? Don't you think that a secondary question has as much validity as a first question?
In a polite society, that's already been answered, and the answer is yes.
I beg to differ. What are your rules for politeness,
Mr.
Glass?
You can beg to differ all you want, but your way you live your life shows that you agree. If somebody butt ahead of you in line, you would be upset about it. Now, do you want to double down?
I wouldn't be upset about that. Don't put words in my mouth.
Are you
perfectly welcome. I perfectly welcome. I'll have you know, every time anyone butts ahead of me in line, I welcome that as a vibrant community. Why do you have a problem with your neighbors having as much as you do, Todd?
Excuse me.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
James, I want to talk to you. Yeah. I'm not afraid to be real. I'm not afraid. I used to be. Remember I used to be?
Hey, you. You gorgeous. You beautiful. You amazing!
Oh, cutest goddamn kid in the world.
What a cute kid.
Now, guys, I want to try.
Do you ever feel any conflict of interest playing clips, Todd?
No, we're allowed. Sing along. It's covered under the after laws. Singing the same old song. How close can we get?
I know we're cracking in the dirt.
This song, the famous part that everyone knows, is not even in the song.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You've got to wait 30 minutes for it to come out.
And nice guys washed away like the rain in the room. Here we go. This is the fun part. There's somebody compromising.
There's a driver behind the song going like, hurry up!
Hurry up, rising, the while we wear the lights.
Hey, hurry it up! Get to the chorus, pal!
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Finish it up, idiot! Made me crash into the top 10 of the charts. Oh shit! I just ran over Loretta Lynn. Todd, it was a Fender. We actually don't have anyone to do the traffic report, so it's me, the hard-hitting news reporter.
Smile can hide all the pain, but you're down when you're riding the train. That's taking a long way.
Oh shit!
But I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There's a
That's part one of the Todd Glass Show, everybody. I feel it in the air. That's part one. Now we're going to go in and do next week's show. Wow. Now it's oh, that's how the show's starting, too. Oh, part two starts with the same song. People are now hearing part two of the Todd Glass Show.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.